Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Let's talk about the triple-demic, flu, RSV, and COVID. Is this just a media creation to scare people like we do, or do we really have some storm coming here, Doctor?
Yeah, you know, let's not tremble before this. You know, we've been talking about this for a while, right, Jen? That, you know, COVID's still with us. It's not gone. Flu is here, and it's increasing, the seasonal flu. Just to give some data, a week ago here at Lake Forest, our positivity rate for the flu test that we do, and we do a lot this time of year, was just over 3%. This week, it's at 7.5%. So what that means is there is now double the amount of influenza around, and I expect that we're going to see that to continue to increase, particularly after this amazing stretch of weather leaves us. I was just outside. It's 66 degrees up here, and the sun is shining. It's hard to believe it's November 1st. But influenza is here, and it's going to become more and more of a problem. And as we've been talking about, RSV, which is respiratory syncytial virus, it's another one of these respiratory viruses, particularly hits little kids, also can hit older folks. That's here in a very big way, and we expect that to continue. So that's the triple threat that's out there. And we need to prepare ourselves as much as possible. And that's why I keep encouraging everybody to get their influenza shot, their seasonal flu shot. And if you've not yet availed yourself of the COVID booster that's out, please get that too, particularly if you're over the age of 60. I think everybody should get it, but particularly if you're over the age of 60 or if you have any other medical problems, please get that COVID shot. We don't want to have to take care of you in the hospital.
Was there always this RSV, or is that new? And if it's always been in existence, then why is it spiked this time?
So all the respiratory viruses, other than COVID, we didn't see almost for 2 years. And that was because of all the mitigation measures that were taken for COVID, right? So particularly in the beginning when we all were at home, people weren't going into work, masks everywhere. That holds down the prevalence of all the respiratory viruses. Now that we're out and around, kids are back in school, we're not masking like we were, the respiratory viruses other than COVID are coming back.
Yeah.
And since we have kids, little kids in particular, who've never been infected, Jen, with RSV, they haven't had that happen yet. We haven't had influenza around. It makes sense that we're going to be seeing more of that now after the hiatus of the last 2 years.
But pardon me, Doctor, I don't remember even hearing of RSV in 2017, 2018, when we were just as carefree about our safety as maybe we've since become post-pandemic. There was RSV in 2018?
Yeah, there's been RSV forever, essentially.
Yeah.
But it's been under control. You know, under control. Some years we have worse RSV seasons than others. So our pediatric units, our pediatric hospitals, always, particularly in the fall and winter, have significant patient populations of kids infected with RSV. And then in our older adults, we also see some RSV. But we're now, John, we're so sensitive, aren't we, to respiratory viruses, and not only respiratory viruses, all viruses. So, you know, we hear about these things. The media is covering it. And I think it's good for people to understand what's out there in our natural environment. These are things that have always been around. They're going to continue to be around. And I hope that we're all just better educated about this now.
Well, that's what you've been doing for us for a long time here. We need to take a break. Let's come back. Can you comment when we do on this Dallas research about a molecule that kills hard-to-treat cancers? I presume you've heard a little bit about that. Can you just give us a little context on that in a minute?
Yes, for sure.
We're talking to Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine. I saw this story in Lake Forest in the Dallas News about researchers coming up with a molecule that can treat, it says kill, hard-to-treat cancers, which in breast cancer comprises 15% of breast cancers. What do you know about that, Doc?
Yeah, there's a form of breast cancer, John, which is particularly aggressive. It's called triple-negative breast cancer, and it has to do with some of the tests that we do looking at characteristics of the breast cancer. A group of biochemists down at the University of Texas in Dallas synthesized what we call a small molecule that works on an area on the breast cancer cell that keeps the breast cancer cell from continuing to work properly from a physiologic standpoint and actually kills off the cancer cell. So the preliminary study that was recently published shows that this small molecule can be very effective against breast cancer in this triple negative breast cancer in particular. So this is exciting. Now what has to happen, and now comes more hard work, the investigators are going to start clinical trials, and they're actually going to start using this small molecule in a small group of women who have this type of breast cancer to see if it's safe to give. That's number one. And is it effective against the breast cancer in real people, not just in the laboratory? So there's a lot of excitement about this type of research, developing small molecules that are effective physiologically in human disease. And this is one of the many discoveries that are being made in this area today. So there's a ton of research going on here, and this is a good example of it.
Short answer to this, Doctor, is there any way to know this far away? We're in Chicago. You didn't do the research, but is there any way for us generally to know how promising this is? Or is it possible this will just fizzle out and it won't be effective on humans?
Yeah, like so much of the small molecule research, John, when we get into trials in human beings, it may fizzle out. We don't know. And that's why the clinical research, where they go from the laboratory actually to the bedside, is so critically important. And this research is not going to happen overnight. This will take several years, and maybe more than several years, to prove the efficacy, the effectiveness of this molecule, its safety profile, and then to prove that it's actually better than the treatments that we have right now. So this is really interesting. It's something for us to know about, but we should not yet get too excited that there's something revolutionary out there.
Hearing from a lot of listeners on our text line who they or their kids have had RSV in the past. So as you said, this isn't brand new. Thanks for your text on that, everybody. John, my son, who's now 14, had RSV for the first 6 months of his life. Another mom says it was scary for her daughter. How about this? I've had 4 COVID shots. Does the doctor recommend the 5th booster? What do you say?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say that. All right, Dr. Jeffrey Copen, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Thanks for visiting with us. Let's talk next Tuesday, sir.
Looking forward to it. Everybody enjoy the beautiful day.